Hi. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for inviting us here. It's a pleasure being here. And it's nice to see so many people attending. Still nervous at doing this, but we start. I started attending meetings, and two ladies were in charge. That put this together, and I started attending the meetings, and they were talking about reclaiming the land. They never let us know what land, other than the fact that it was thoroughly researched. For years, they had documents, and the reason why they didn't tell us is because we didn't. They didn't want anybody to put a stop to us before we got on the land. I had worked with Janie Jameson a year or two prior to that on taxations, trying to fight the taxes that were they're trying to impose on the territories. So I knew Janie, and I trusted her, so I never questioned her. And when it was time to go on the land, I went without no hesitation. We stayed there. There was only a handful of us when we started. Nisha was shortly after we had started. She had joined us. Our families were there. Our children were there. And what started out to be education turned into be full reclamation. We reclaimed the land April 20th when we walked the police officers back off the site. It's been an uphill, downhill battle since then, and it's probably going to be like that for some time. And it's nice to see that the government is listening. How much they listen, I have no idea, but they are. We have their attention. Everything that's going on with the reclamation right now, the Genestado, is all historical. Regarding the negotiations, regarding the people, the unity of our people is really amazing. And it's not just the unity of our people, it's the unity of all nations. And the support that we have is overwhelming. And a lot of this that we're aware that everybody was trying to make changes. Everybody wants to see changes. The government has imposed genocide on us. They have tried to strip us of our dignity. They've tried to strip us of our traditional ways, and they have tried to strip us of who we are. And it doesn't come in any papers. It doesn't come in any books. We are who we are in spirit. And that's something they'll never take from us. Each and every one of us are born with these natural feelings inside of ourselves. We all know who we are. And in the beginning of time, the genocide came in many forms, whether it was through residential schools, stealing our children, to taking away our language, and imposing illegal administration on us. And as well, they have taken away the acknowledgement. And we have gotten that all back. We are the ones that are correcting the wrongdoings of the government. It is not our place, it is theirs. They have been not only lying to our people, but they have been lying to the people of Canada. And those lies are about to be told, whether it's today or tomorrow. the lies that they have been telling to Canada are coming to the surface. It's really hard, the struggles that we go through to maintain our dignity. When we have people trying to attack us, trying to discredit us, trying to slander our names, and our children are hearing all these things, and it's hard on them. It's what we're doing. There's a lot more to it. We have all the eyes of the world on us, and that's placed on our laps. So, not that we mind, but it is a lot. It is a lot to think about, because every move we make, we have to be really careful, because we have to think about the rest of our brothers and sisters in different territories. We have to think about our allies, and every day there's something for us to face. But we were also raised with the knowledge of that the Creator doesn't put anything in our way that we can't handle. And that's the insightfulness of going forward, moving forward in a good way. The Caledonia situation, that's a lot of stress. There's no need of the behavior, and there's no need of the people on the streets inciting racism. And I had written a story back when this was a few weeks ago, when they're talking about the safety of their people. Well, the most logical thing of when you're regarding the safety of your people is to keep your people off the street and out of conflict. You do not put your people in conflict for them standing up for their rights. We were on a site for a little over a month before we were attacked. We were blindly attacked, and we never bothered anybody. There was no problems, and then all of a sudden the attack came on. And on the attack, our women and our children, our men, they were tasered, they were beaten, they were tear gassed, and that is not a really nice sight to walk into. And the uncertainty of knowing, is everybody okay? And then the threats that's holding over our heads, like now, there's word out there that there's a group of people that's going to attack Six Nations, Tinandaiga, and Akwesasne. It's really hard standing up here, and it's really hard to know what's going on our territories, as we're not a hop, skip, and jump away to go and help. This is a stress that's being put on us. It's being forcefully put on us when there's no need of it. We stated from the start we are there peacefully and unified and unarmed. We've never had any weapons, nor did we ever think of having any weapons on the site. The Creator gave us a good mind, and that is what we're using, is that gift of the good mind. And there's times that we go through struggling days amongst ourselves, but we walk each other through it in unity. And we do get through all these hard times. But a lot of these hard times are unnecessary. There's constantly a threat over our heads, whether it's by the people of Caledonia or whether it's by the government. And as much as we're trying really hard to maintain ourselves respectfully, we would like some of that back. We would like to be respected. as we show respect. We have, for years, for countless years, we have been quiet. We've never made a stand. We've sat back. And although the government was never to steer our vessel, it did. It wasn't by our choice, because every time the Confederacy Council tried to get in that door, two more doors were slammed. They illegally imposed, forcefully. In 1924, they raided our territory, and they beat our women and children and our men up, and they stole our documents. And that was the beginning of all the hidden secrets. Beyond that, it was genocide, plain and simple. And we're putting all these back on their table for them to deal with it, and not to hide anymore, but to deal with it in appropriate manner. And we're really unsure of how the outcome is going to be. We're basically living day to day, not that we haven't in our whole lives. I've been doing a lot of research and talking with our brothers and sisters from different territories, and it's really sad because we're all suffering from genocide, whether we're directly involved or not. We are suffering. Our children are committing suicide on almost every day in different territories because of the feeling of being locked up and having nowhere to go and no way out. And it's our children that are suffering. And we have to bury them. And when we have to bury them, we have to bury them with a toxic blanket. Because Mother Earth, that's our blanket when we place our loved ones into the ground. And with all the corruption from the government, that's what we're putting on our loved ones. Each and every one of us is that toxic blanket. The waters are contaminated. The animals are becoming extinct. The trees are becoming extinct. All these things are factors. It's reality. And we decided that we weren't going to sit back and watch this anymore. And we made a stand to get Canada to honor our treaties that we made with the British. King George III made treaties with our people that he would protect us from further harm. When are those things going to apply? As it has never yet. They have never protected us yet. And out of her queen, the queen, Queen Elizabeth III, stepped into that role. To this very date, she is still bound by those commitments. And I'd like to see her step up into the role that she's supposed to be in. When they served us with the first injunction, that threatened the peace. When the police came in there on April the 20th, they broke that peace. But yet, we still remained peaceful. Because that's who we are. When our forefathers buried the weapons of war in the Tree of Peace, we have honored that. And we still are honoring it, in spite of everything that has happened to our people. Because those are our forefathers' words, and that means something to us. Regardless of the broken relationships, which was never supposed to happen. When when they imposed, when they came in and attacked our people in 1924, they came in there wanting all the documents, so there was no trace of anything. What they didn't realize was that the deed to the Haldeman track was on a leather, and that we still have in our possession. And we know what our forefathers have said. We have documents. We have documents to prove it. We have documents to prove that there was illegal doings, wrong doings, forgery. We have these documents in our possession, and they're there for the rest of the world to see. Go to the archives in Ottawa. All our documents are on reels. 1777, Governor of Australia states in there to get rid of the Indians. Show them their superiority. And Mike Harris comes along, he's saying the same things. Get rid of the Indians. And that's their way of getting, or thinking that they're getting rid of us. They thought they took our traditions away. We kept those alive because they're inside of us. And our languages, they're still being taken care of. When we were growing up, I never thought my father knew our language. And he died in 1977. I was 11 years old at the time. 10 years later, I asked my mother, how come he never spoke Indian? And she said that's all he knew at one time. Till he was forced to go to school. And then every time he uttered a word in our language, he was beaten. And he rebelled, just like a lot of our other people did. They rebelled because their hands were tied. It's not because they wanted to. It was because their hands were tied. There was always weapons holding over our heads. There was always weapons hanging over our heads. We just gotten to the point where we said enough is enough. Come what may. We were put on this earth to look after the coming of all new faces. And that's in each and every nation. That's our duty. And that's a duty that we take highly of, and that's a duty that we want to take back on. We have children. We're confined to a small reserve, and we have children growing up, and we look around, and we have no place to put them. And yet, everybody else is living free in Caledonia. And then turn around and make us look like we're the foreigners. They should have adopted our language when they came here, not us adopted their language. So there is a lot of wrongdoings, and we want that back. We want that back. Right now we have that opportunity. The Confederacy chiefs that are in that lead role at the negotiations table, they're putting the teachings of the history of our people in the curriculum that is being worked on. And that's one really good positive step. And that's something for our children to be proud of. Our children is our focus. I have a daughter her father is non-native. And I took her down to the site. She knows who she is. I'm proud of who she is. Because it's what's inside that matters. When I took her down to the site, and she's seen the behavior of the people of Caledonia, I'll never forget her words when she said, "Mom, I hate white people, except for my father." And I told her she's not to let her heart fill up with anger and hate because of one man's ignorance. And I let her feel the way she wanted to feel for a couple weeks. And then I went and talked to her again and I said, "You don't want to be prejudiced." And she says, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, did you see the way the Caledonia residents were acting?" I said, "That's not justice. That's hatred. Because if they were looking for justice, they would be directing it at the government and not our people for the color of our skin." And I said to her that the Creator has put every one of us on this earth to respect and care for each other. And and for you to hate another man's race is to say that the Creator has done wrong. And she looked at me and she said, "The Creator don't do wrong, does he, Mom?" And I said, "No." I said, "So don't let your heart fill up with somebody else's hatred, angry, and ignorance. Because it changes you for who you are inside. And I don't want to see my daughter that way, against anybody. It's ugly. It's not a pretty picture. And when you're standing there in the front line and you see all this stuff happening, yeah, you got all these emotions running through you. But you also remember those gifts that the Creator has given you. And that's what's keeping us balanced. What our forefathers have given us, and what the Creator has given us. And that's what's keeping us balanced. As far as the negotiations are going, I hear they're making tiny steps. That's all I'll say regarding that. It's not my place to talk about that. All we do is sit and hope every time they meet that something good's going to come out of it. And as far as us on the site, we're there. We're not going anywhere until our title is back in our names. And all we can do is try to go out there and educate the communities and try and help one another. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, is trying to help one another. And I really, really chose Caledonians would get off the street and stay home. Other than that, everything would be really quiet and mundane. I don't like my kids seeing this. I don't like anybody else's kids seeing this stuff, because it's unnecessary. It's really unnecessary what's happening. They never mind what was imposed on us. And when you talk about justice, doesn't justice apply to everybody? Our people were being stolen, our children, who was crying out for justice then? Who was crying out for justice when they're trying to kill our people off? Who's crying out for justice when they're inciting hate crimes? All those things, like it's what is it, a double standard? Is it a double standard? As long as you're not on the other side. We want justice. And this is the first time we're standing up. Six Nations. Other territories have tried. The army's been came in on our people from different territories, RCMP. They've broken treaties. From what I know, from what I'm reading and doing research of, is the RCMP is not supposed to do that. They are supposed to be there to help protect our people. Everybody's double clutching. So where's the justice? Where's the rule of law? There ain't none when it comes to our people. And that's what we're trying to do, because we're trying to put that rule of law, the rule of law is nature, back into perspective. And it's not just for our people, but it's for everybody. Because like it or not, we are there to stay. And that's what we've been saying from the start. And we'll say it right to the end. We ain't doing nothing wrong. We're not doing nothing wrong. We're just trying to keep walking those paths our forefathers have put there for us. And we're all learning every day. Every day we're all learning together. We don't know all the history of our people either. We don't know every territory's sorrows. But we're learning. And we're trying, as we're being educated, we're trying to educate that outside world as well. And that kind of brings me to Saturday, September the 2nd. We're having a gathering in Ottawa at the Parliament building. And myself and my friend Lori and another lady from Montana, I was trying to put this together. And the reason why I picked this lady from Montana is because I wanted to open that door to our people on the other side of the border. Although there ain't no borders with our people, there's borders to others. And to me, what's really important to me is the unity of our people. And that was into let each other know that we're not in it alone. Because all through time and all through history, because we're isolated here and there, we all think that we're in it alone. And we're not. We have each other. And that was the reason why I focused on this, having a gathering, is to let the government know that we're here. Nothing more, nothing less. Just to make a clear statement that we are unified and we ain't going anywhere and we're peaceful. And we need to start healing. Our people need to start healing. And that's the gathering that I extend our welcome to. Everybody's welcome to Ottawa. It's from 10 to 6. For the support, and to acknowledge each other, and let each other know that we do have somebody to join hands with.